Good afternoon, CRTV's afternoon edition with Doris Batitatoekwe. In our top stories, Prime Minister Head of Government Joseph John Gute and the visiting Emirati Minister of Foreign Affairs Sheikh Shakbut bin Nayan Al Nayan have reviewed opportunities of deepening existing ties between Yaounde and Abu Dhabi. This was during an audience today in Yaounde. Out of Cameroon, at least 31 people have died in northern Sudan, where floods have devastated communities and destroyed hundreds of houses, displacing 18,000 people. In sports, Cameroon's flag bearer of the Paralympic team, Dasim Marie Antoinette, has qualified for the semifinals in Taekwondo after winning her first two fights today in Paris. A development of these stories and more right ahead. But first, the news bulletin.
CRTV's afternoon bulletin with Gladys Tata. Cameroon has been commended for her brilliant organization of the 50th Council of Ministers of the Organization of Islamic Cooperation, OIC. Sheikh Shakbut bin Nayan, Emirates Minister of State, at the Ministry of Foreign Affairs conveyed a congratulatory message today during an audience granted him by the Prime Minister of Government, Joseph John Gute. Possibilities of broadening the scope of cooperation between Yaounde and Abu Dhabi were explored during the audience as well. The conclave, which ends today, is holding under the theme Development of Intra-IOC Transport and Communication Infrastructure, Major Instrument in the Fight Against Poverty and Insecurity. Traditional rulers of Akwa Littoral region and those on Fundi in the Center region have taken the commitment to ensure President Paul Biya is re-elected during the next presidential election. The pledge was taken during a visit paid to the minister in charge of special duties at the Presidency of the Republic, Philip Mbarugamboa, today in Yaounde. The delegation was led by the paramount ruler of the Canton Akwa, Louis Dindika Akwa, who is on his maiden tour to Yaounde after his enthronement. Tomorrow, August 31st, 2024, registration of potential electors in Cameroon on the electoral register ends at midnight in accordance with Section 74 of the Electoral Code. Cameroonians of voting ages are rushing to different registration centers all over the national territory to get themselves enrolled. In order to capitalize on the little time, ELECAM officials are on the field to evaluate the path covered, boost the exercise, motivate their teams at the regional level, and encourage latecomers of voting age to register. We take you out of Cameroon, where flood waters have devastated communities in northern Sudan, leading to at least 31 deaths and the collapse of hundreds of homes. Many families are now living in makeshift shelters after losing their homes. The month's heavy rains have affected over 317,000 people, with 118,000 displaced amid ongoing humanitarian crises. Tuesday also marked 500 days since the outbreak of war between the Sudanese Armed Forces and the Rapid Support Forces. And still out of Cameroon, the Democratic Republic of Congo has vowed to sue Rwanda at the East African Court of Justice in Arusha come September 26th, 2024. They accuse Rwanda of violating its sovereignty, committing atrocities against civilians, and breaking international law in the ongoing conflict in eastern Congo. Rwanda has denied the claim, but admits that in February they posted their troops and missile system in eastern Congo to safeguard its security. And in sports, the flag bearer of Cameroon's Paralympic team, Dasim Marie Antoinette, has successfully advanced to the semi-final stage in Taekwondo at the ongoing 17th Paralympic Games in Paris, France. In her debut match this morning, she faced off against Elena Savinskaya, a neutral athlete, and secured a victory. The win allows her to move forward into the best round of the Taekwondo competition. And that's the bulletin.
Washing our hands regularly will save lives.
CRTV's afternoon edition.
We set the pace. CRTV's afternoon edition.
Connecting people. And you're welcome back. The Emirati Minister of State at the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Sheikh Shabut bin Nayan Al Nahyan, has commended the good vibes which surround relations between Cameroon and the United Arab Emirates. He was speaking today in Yaoundé after an audience with the Prime Minister, Head of Government, Joseph John Gute. The two officials discussed opportunities of enlarging the scope of cooperation between their two countries. Star Building correspondent Christian Che Atam reports.
The Prime Minister, Head of Government, Joseph John Gute, and the Emirati Minister of State at the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Sheikh Shabut bin Nayan, are fast becoming very used to each other. The two men met in Rwanda in 2022 on the sidelines of the Commonwealth Heads of Government meeting, and again in 2023 during an audience in Yaoundé. Just like during the previous meetings, this Friday's audience was another opportunity to explore the relations between Cameroon and the UAE. Sheikh Shabut bin Nayan Al Nahyan, Emirati Minister of State at the Ministry of Foreign Affairs.
We have shared common interest in developing this relationship. We have always witnessed development in areas that benefits both countries and add values to both countries as well. And now we're setting for a new phase, hopefully, where we could explore new areas of cooperation.
The Emirati official, who is in Cameroon to represent his country at the 50th OIC Council of Foreign Ministers, also commended Cameroon's organization of the event.
I also thank the Prime Minister for organizing the OIC ministerial meeting here. We very much believe in the wisdom and what Cameroon can bring on the table to the OIC with its wisdom and with its courage in fostering peace, prosperity, and hopefully development in our region.
The Prime Minister, Head of Government, and the Emirati Minister of State agreed to maintain the momentum of cooperation between their two countries. Christian Che Adam, CRTV, The Star Building.
A former drug addict and repented bandit has called on the Cameroonian youth to stay away from mood-enhancing substances, saying drugs and crime can lead only to imprisonment and death. The man, Jean-Claude Mesomo, gave a testimony of his perilous past during the closing ceremony of the over 1 month mass education caravan in Yaoundé aimed at fighting social ills. Winston Lebga reports.
He killed, he raped, and he broke into homes. He was not only an addict, but a drug dealer who was thrown out of the army for his waywardness. Jean-Claude Mesomo received an ovation for his testimony as he appealed to the youth to shun crime and drugs while calling on parents not to condone such behavior. Music and sports events were used to teach the youth during the campaign. The mass education caravan has been carrying out sensitization talks in various localities in the 10 regions of Cameroon.
We are convinced that what we told the young people in the playground field, in the schools, they are going to hear it. It's true that some didn't welcome it, but however, we say one change is 10 change, because you go and transform others.
Apart from drugs, they talked about voter registration and living together, shown through the traditional attires, representing different cultures and musical genre.
The Minister of Youth Affairs and Civic Education, Mununa Futsu, who closed the first edition of the Mass Education Caravan, emphasized the importance of constantly educating the youth. Mr. Mununa Futsu said, when children are well informed, they cannot turn to vice and cannot be manipulated and used in criminal activities. He spoke to Winston Lebga.
Your enthusiasm and commitment are truly inspiring. What we need to do now is to translate this dynamism into concrete action. I urge you to keep getting involved in your communities and making your voices heard during the coming academic year 2024-2025.
That was the Minister of Youth Affairs and Civic Education, Mununa Futsu, speaking there while closing the first edition of the Mass Education Caravan. The national caravan of mass education has come to an end in Yaoundé today, with expectations that the 1 month activities across the country will positively transform the youth. In the following commentary, Sam Lingom salutes the initiative and says there can be no strong nation without core educational values.
It is a truism that the youth is the future of any nation, developed or still developing. Far from being a simple catchphrase for propagandist purposes, the role of youths in nation building is of prime importance, as their intelligence, their dexterity and their capacity to innovate can take the country on a pathway of success and emergence. But since the inception of the socio-political unrest in the northwest and southwest regions, coupled with terrorist attacks from Boko Haram in the far north, youth are being manipulated, used to create divisions and chaos, killing their own family members and preventing their younger brothers and sisters from going to school. What can Cameroon become when those who represent its future, that is the youth, and those who are building this future, that is the teachers, are either threatened, denied the opportunity of being educated, or simply killed by their own brothers? The government's response to these preoccupations is the multiplication and reinforcement of education opportunities, which empower the youth and intensify the fight against unemployment in order to roll back idleness, among them an important vector of juvenile delinquency. The third phase of the National Caravan of Mass Education, launched in Maroua a month ago under the theme Youth Civic Engagement and Economic Patriotism for Healthy, Educative, Productive and Useful Holidays, brings together two important concepts such as civic engagement and economic patriotism, necessary in building a strong and united Cameroon with high moral standards.
And the maiden edition of the National Caravan of Mass Education has ended in the littoral region on a positive note. Officials of the littoral regional delegation of youth affairs and civic education attest that the level of moral education of inhabitants of Douala has witnessed a positive change. Details with Cynthia Etim.
Edea, Douala, and Kongsamba were the major towns in the littoral region which welcomed the National Caravan of Popular and Civic Education. The aim of the caravan was to edify the population on the promotion of living together, the dangers of hate speech, violence among youths, and the negative effects of drug consumption. Jacques Terestranang is the littoral regional delegate of Youth Affairs and Civic Education.
The Ministry of Youth Affairs and Civic Education took this period to promote civic education and popular education. This activity gathered parents, youth, political persons, and even people in the market. The caravan was on a car podium.
The caravan put the crowd at each stop.
When the van came and do animation, specialists for moral rearmament was there. Specialists of the Ministry of Public Health was there to talk about consumption of drugs and consequences. And specialists of youth and civic education was there to talk of living together and popular and civic education. We can say that it was very positive. The stage of Edea, it was only 1.5 person in Parco Vita. You cannot estimate, because people were entering and going in the market of Nkonsamba. We can estimate 1,000 persons.
The hope of officials is for the National Caravan of Popular and Civic Education to impact more people in the next edition. Cynthia Etim, CRTV News, Douala.
Now on to something else. A delegation from the Vuri Division of the Littoral, led by the paramount ruler of the Akwa Chiefdom, Louis Dindika Akwa, has met with the minister in charge of special duties at the presidency, Philip Mbargamboa. During the meeting at his residence in Yaoundé, the Sawa chiefs pledged to support President Paul Biya as their candidate in the upcoming presidential election. Ngu Henry reports.
Le fond duquel nous puissions derrière et avec le président Paul.
Chiefs of the canton of Akwa in the Vuri Division of the Littoral taking the commitment to stand behind President Paul Biya during the forthcoming presidential election in the country. It was during a meeting with the Minister of Special Duties at the presidency, who doubles as a member of the elite of the Fundi, Philippe Mbargambua. The delegation from the canton of Akwa was led by their paramount ruler, who is on his maiden visit to Yaoundé after his enthronement. King Luin Dingdi Akwa says he is ready to collaborate with the administration for peace, unity, and national integration. It was a forum to reinforce the fraternal ties between the sons and daughters of the canton of Akwa in the littoral and Iwundu in the Fundi division of the center. Chief Eteki Ebokolu is the ruler of Bonamusadi in Douala.
There is a natural link between our two families, Iwala Mbed and Iwoda Mbed. And the Minister Mbagambua is the one representing this link between those two families.
The Sawa chiefs, who were accompanied by some members of the elite, described Minister Philip Mbagambua as the ambassador to the people of Iwundu and prayed he continues to unite the two families.
Back to School 2024, a special slot on the news.
On to our running series on back to school, registration processes are said to be unfolding well in some schools in the nation's capital. In the following report, Patience Wingo spoke to a few school administrators to gauge the exercise in their institutions. Her report.
In most primary schools in Yaoundé, especially lay private ones, doors opened since the month of June for the registration exercise.
Deputy head teacher of P. Andrew Balingua School Complex, situated at a 2D abattoir. Preparation for the academic year 2024-2025 is moving on smoothly in our school. All our teachers are in place. The school compound has been kept clean, classrooms have been painted, and teachers are already working on the class timetable and preparing lessons for the first week. We started registration in the month of June. What we require during admission is that the parents should provide a report card, photocopy of birth certificate, two passport size photo, and a photocopy of vaccination card.
Particular attention is being paid to the health status of pupils.
For cases where we are not really sure of, we conduct a test before the child can be admitted.
According to this other administrator from a lay private secondary school, the registration process has been smooth so far.
Landry Biloa Onana, a teacher at the International Private Lay College, Pythagore. So the registration process, you just need to come along with photocopy of your birth certificate, the transcripts of last year. So if you are worthy to be admitted, just admit you and you begin the training with. Many new parents have been coming. Our formal students have been coming. Basically, all of them are already registered for next year.
In some of the government primary and secondary schools in the nation's capital, officials say the exercise too has been going on hitch-free.
Back to School 2024, that was our special slot on the news.
The process of declaring personal income tax has been described by civil servants in Douala as complex. Some of them have resorted to the services of experts in order to align to government's decision. Our reporter Rabiatu Jingi Abdulaziz visited some administrative offices in Douala and put together this report.
Civil servants have no choice but to comply with the instructions of the government by declaring their personal income and paying their tax.
Truly, we were not well explained. I did because I read some documents that said if you don't comply, you will not be able to apply for electricity and water connections. I just did it because it's an obligation.
An exercise that is very confusing to many, but few of them have sought for expert reinforcement.
Everybody was trying, but nobody was unable. It was very difficult. I really had the willpower.
Meanwhile, it is a normal process to others.
First of all, I think it's normal for everyone to be entitled to levy taxes. Taxes that are amounts that the state unilaterally decides to withdraw from the production of its citizen, mixed with other state funds that serve the collective interest. Because in colonial times, We used to talk about capitation tax per head. It is no longer a tax you can do without.
All in all, these civil servants would continue to deplore their efforts to comply with their tax regulations. Rabiatu Jingi, Abdulaziz, CRTV News, Douala.
In a much light-hearted mood, Manu traditional hit maker Maximano and She Lontum from the Grassfield will perform their latest collabo today, August the 30th, in Bunamusadi, Douala. Meanwhile, Renew will perform tomorrow, August the 31st, at the Wimboom Annual Convention in Canada. Take more cultural rendezvous with FOC Babatunde in the following report.
Live at the Serbian Banquet Hall in Canada will be popular Cameroonian artist from the Grassfield, Renew, this August 31st to perform at the Wimboom Annual Convention 2024.
Oh no!
Tonight, August 30th, Maxima No, Vinora and Shay Lontung will be on stage at the Cultural Night, organized by Phoenix Events. This will take place at Phoenix Club, situated behind Antenne Koto Block Bunamusadi, as from 8 p.m. The long-awaited movie, The Planter's Plantation, is coming to cinemas. The movie stars both Cameroonian and Nigerian actors like Nkem Owo, popularly known by his stage name Ukwa, Loic Sumfo, as well as Caro and Kopis. The movie will be screened on Canal Olympia in Douala, Bisenge, and Yaoundé at Mwaikele this September 6th as from 8 p.m. Anticipate.
Thanks, FOC Babatunde. In sports, the flag bearer for Cameroon's Paralympic team, Dasi Marie Antoinette, has successfully advanced to the semi-finals in Taekwondo at the ongoing 17th Paralympic Games in Paris, France. In her debut match this morning, she faced off against Elana Savinskaya, a neutral athlete, and secured a victory. Harrison Ashu is here with the updates.
The African Taekwondo elite in the less than 67 kilograms category, Dazi Marie Antoinette, has been exceptional this Friday. In her two outings, she eliminated Elena Savinskaya in a neutral elite this morning to advance to the quarterfinals. The 28-year-old again showed proof of her skills in the semis against Ceci Er of Turkey this afternoon, beating her by 13-16. At 6:45 p.m., Dazi Marie Antoinette will attempt to secure the first medal for Cameroon in the 17th edition of the Paralympic Games in Paris, when she takes either Ana da Silva from Brazil or Christina Zenku from Greece in the semi-final. Her teammate Alette Foucault is also doing great in discus throw. She threw a distance of 21.87 meters, the fourth best performance in a series that eventually secured her a ticket to the final.
Thanks, Harrison. And to NCRTV's afternoon edition, a reminder of our top stories. Prime Minister, Head of Government Joseph Dion Gute and the visiting Emirati Minister of Foreign Affairs Sheikh Shagbout bin Nayan Al Nayan have reviewed opportunities of deepening existing ties between Yaoundé and Abu Dhabi. This was during an audience today in Yaoundé. Out of Cameroon, at least 31 people have died in northern Sudan, where floods have devastated communities and destroyed hundreds of homes, displacing 18,000 people. And in sports, Cameroon's flag bearer of the Paralympic team, Dasi Marie Antoinette, has qualified for the semifinals in Taekwondo after winning her first two fights today in Paris. And that's a wrap on this edition. My name is Doris Batitatoekwe. Thanks for listening. Christine Victoria Pinda has a summary of the news in French. Good afternoon, Christine.
Good afternoon, Doris.
Affaires, opportunités d'investissement et renforcement de la coopération entre le Cameroun et les Émirats Arabes Unis. Le menu était large et varié au cours de l'audience de ce jour à l'immeuble étoile entre le premier ministre chef du gouvernement Joseph John Goutte et son hôte Sheikh Chakbout bin Nahan, ministre d'État chargé des affaires étrangères et de la coopération internationale des Émirats Arabes Unis. Le plat principal avait pour seule saveur coopération gagnant-gagnant. Et demain, la clôture des opérations d'inscription sur les listes électorales au Cameroun selon les dispositions légales. Election Cameroun, inscription, forte mobilisation ressentie pour ces dernières heures dans plusieurs régions du Cameroun, notamment celle du Nord, où à l'échéance, plus de 8000 jeunes sont déjà inscrits dans les communes de Garoua 1er et 2e. Clôture caravane nationale d'éducation populaire, elle a porté le message du vivre ensemble, de la paix et de la lutte contre l'extrémisme violent aux populations des 10 régions du Cameroun. La dite caravane nationale d'éducation populaire s'est achevée ce vendredi à Yaoundé et elle avait pour principale cible les vacanciers dans différentes villes à travers le pays. La cérémonie de clôture était présidée par Mounouna Foutsou, ministre de la Jeunesse et de l'Éducation civique. En santé, fin ce vendredi à Brazzaville au Congo de la 74e session de l'Assemblée générale du Comité régional de l'Organisation mondiale de la santé pour l'Afrique. Les travaux qui ont démarré lundi dernier ont débouché sur l'élection d'un nouveau directeur régional en la personne du docteur Faustine Angelbert Dougoulilé, de nationalité tanzanienne, pour un mandat de 5 ans renouvelable une seule fois. Le Cameroun a pris une part active aux assises. Sa parole était portée par le ministre de la Santé publique, Manaouda Malachi, qui est monté à la tribune ce matin dans la capitale congolaise pour préciser la position du Cameroun sur les questions liées au développement, à la facilitation du développement de nouveaux vaccins antipaludiques, ainsi qu'à leur accessibilité. Et à Kaélé, dans la région de l'extrême nord, fin ce jour de l'atelier sous le protocole de Nagoya sur les ressources génétiques. Pendant 2 jours, il a été question de sensibiliser les communautés locales et bien d'autres du département du Mayo-Kani sur les chaînes de valeur de la biodiversité en rapport avec l'accès et le partage des bénéfices liés à l'exploitation des ressources génétiques et des connaissances traditionnel. C'était le condensé de l'info. Prochain rendez-vous avec l'information le 17-18.